Biggs and Barr Show.
Heat Report.
Yeah, it's heat's going to be a thing.
Yeah,
in May.
It's going to get up to about 32 today, plus humidity.
Yes.
It's not the heat. It's the humidity.
It's true.
How many did you, are these things? Did you,
just,
is that it?
Just two.
The two?
Yeah, okay.
Just two. Good.
So it'll feel more like 40.
40, eh?
Yeah.
In your plums?
Woo.
Oh, you'll feel that in your plums.
That'll be like 50, 60 in your plums.
Glad I did all the yard work yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
Don't want to be out there today in that, eh?
Could have cut weight today, though.
Yeah,
so it's possible that we could get a thunderstorm, but I heard the weather dude over at 1310, and he said probably not today, but more likely tomorrow. Yeah.
The weather folks really have no clue at the moment.
He seems pretty reasonable. I forget his name.
He does.
But he puts his own stank on it.
Oh, okay. So, yeah.
Like, he's casual. He'll be like, you know, there's probably might be some wind.
Because they don't know right now.
No.
They don't have the planes up there telling them, so they're a little lost.
So they've got some warnings for people in the heat. So remember to put on, like, your snowsuit and stuff.
Yeah.
And drink lots of salty.
Salt water. Just
salt
straight salt water.
And eat, like, lots of really salty food and then run everywhere.
Cheesies and salt water will help you get through it. And then throw on your snowsuit and go for a jog.
And if the sun does happen to come out and break through this lovely fog we had this morning, in case you can't see it, there was some fog.
Yeah, there's fog.
Then you should stand in the sun. And feel free to stare directly into it.
Yeah.
Stay right at it while you do jumping jacks.
Yeah.
Never stop doing physical activity. And,
Thank God for these warnings.
Oh, I know.
I would never know.
Well, you know, sometimes you just need a reminder. You know, life gets busy and you forget basic survival tactics.
Yeah, it's true.
You know? What do I do when I'm hot?
Yeah.
It's true.
Oh, you're going to get tons of warnings today. Actual warnings.
Yeah, for people will tell you.
Don't leave your seniors in the car.
Yeah, or your kids.
Or your dog.
Or a chocolate bar even. Don't leave that.
Yeah, no, that won't make it through.
The difference is a chocolate bar, you can put the air conditioning on up front, like on the...
And bring it back.
And you can bring it back again.
Yeah, you can't do that with a kid or an old person.
No, you can't.
Once they're gone, they're gone.
They're gone for good.
Yeah, they're not coming back.
So be aware.
Heat Report.
So there you go. All right. Hey, maybe just don't be an idiot.
Yeah.
You know? That's
Use your mind.
Use your mind.
You know?
Use your mind. Yeah.
What your instincts tell you.
I think that's what the instincts do tell them.
Well, if you do what your instincts tell you and it turns out bad for you, you've got bad instincts.
Yeah, you do.
And we don't need you.
No. It's not always them. The little ones around them that suffer, right?
What are you going to do, right? You can't save everybody.
I had six kids. They can keep each other cool. Kids, here, fan each other off. I don't waste the gas while I go into Canadian Tire and get my third chainsaw. Hey, be safe, everyone, okay?
The Biggs and Barr Show.
Oh, boy, we're having a time.
I don't even want to talk about these. I want to talk about what we're going through right now.
It's stupid. Trying to make an email signature.
We all realize that our work emails, even though we've been here forever now, don't send a signature with them.
Yeah.
Like our, you know, when you have your little work logo and you know, we're like, why? We set it up like the first day. And for the last 20 minutes, we've been trying to figure out how to set it up. All three of us, three grown men.
Yeah, yeah.
With lots of computer experience.
Yeah.
Trying to figure out how to set up our signatures. And I just lost it and yelled louder at Jamie than I probably ever yelled at him in my life.
Because we were getting two different things when we did the exact same action.
Yeah.
Exact same action.
Anyway, that's not important.
Everyone goes through this nonsense.
It is important, I guess. But yes.
So.
It's absurd.
He had such an old man, a group old man moment.
Well, it's not, because I have a signature. Just sometimes it sends, but sometimes it doesn't.
Yeah.
And my signature, actually, it looks pretty good. I was very proud of it when I did it
on
our first day of training.
Yeah. When we went to the Rogers intake training or whatever. Yeah. With two whole days of nothing applying to our job except for the signature, which none of us can figure out how to do.
I got it.
Huh? Oh, Jamie's all cocky now. Look at him. Look at him.
I'm the young one, right?
Look at him strutting over there.
No, I got it too. It's fine.
All right. Well, some celebrities are in the news if anybody cares about them.
Yeah, John Krasinski.
He's getting in trouble. People are mad at him. He created the show called Some Good News, which he basically did out of his living room. during this whole...
John Krasinski is Jim from The Office.
Yeah. Yes, Jim from The Office. What's the movie he did with his wife, Emily? He's married to Emily Blunt. And they did
Dead Silence or something. Quiet Space.
Quiet Place?
Quiet Place.
Something
quiet
like that. Place?
Anyways. So he started the show where it was just an upbeat kind of good news show from his living room with a webcam.
And interviewed some other celebrities, some people from The Office.
Did some fun stuff.
Steve Carell was on it, stuff like that. Anyway, so then he sold it to somebody to make some money on it because that's what actors and celebrities do. That's how they make their living.
Yeah.
And people are mad at him. Sell out.
Yeah, because he sold it to CBS All Access as a pay service.
Right.
He's going to be the producer. He's not even hosting it anymore. People are like, what are you doing, man? You made, like, why'd you even have to sell it, though? Just do it from your home until the corner. I get the spirit of why people are upset, because they're like, it was just a free YouTube video we could watch that made us.
I guess.
I'm not saying any of us wouldn't sell it in a second.
Yeah, of course we would.
But now he's not even really even involved?
He's just a producer. Yeah, he's a producer.
Well, maybe he got tired of doing it.
I guess, yeah.
He doesn't owe anybody anything.
No,
he
doesn't.
He could have just stopped. I would have... I never even really watched more than 10 seconds of it, and I'm almost a little mad as well. Like, he could have just stopped at the end of it. Today, I'm not
just
doing it anymore, guys.
Stop doing it. Which is basically what he's doing anyways. He's just making some dough
off. Which, again, I'm also not mad at, but...
No, I'm not mad at him.
Nah, I wouldn't. People get it. People...
All the people that are mad at him have literally done nothing. They've done nothing for anyone.
True.
To get mad.
Yeah.
So shut up.
And my high... teenage crush, Alyssa Milano, who Jason loves pointing out how hairy her arms are.
I didn't say it. You said it this time. See?
She was in Who's the Boss, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Is that when you had her crush?
Alyssa Milano.
Is that when you had your crush?
No, she's a little young. It was when she started doing like the movies. Well, I was the same age as her.
Yeah, yeah.
But no, I just had a crush on her. It's not like I was 40 and like, oh, this preteen. Beside Tony Danza is looking pretty. No.
But people are mad at her, too, because she posted a picture of her and her kids wearing masks, and except hers was crocheted.
It was. She had a crocheted mask.
A lot of holes in that.
Yeah,
if you don't know what crocheting is.
Like, why even bother you?
Just put a doily on your face.
That mask is just as useless as her current career, probably. I mean, really. Yeah. I think so. Maybe, Jason, if she weaved her arm hair together, that would be a tighter weave.
And that would have been a better mask.
All right. What a legacy for her in your mind. Just the girl with the hairy arms. Yeah. Not the childhood star who went on to do an okay acting career movies.
Never really liked her.
No, you didn't, eh? All right.
Yeah, well. They're pretty hairy.
Stop it.
I didn't even
Leave her alone. She's Italian. What she's supposed to do. It's not her fault.
Chris said that. I didn't. I was just... commenting on a specific case.
My mom's hairy and she's Italian. Yeah. It's fine. My grandmother had a mustache that she had to bleach on a weekly basis. Not wax, bleach.
That's so incredible.
Instead of having a dark mustache, she had a blonde one.
The Bigs and Bar Show.
There's lots of things going on. People can't celebrate birthdays, so they do drive-by parades. People can't say goodbye to their teachers, so they do drive-by parades in schools. And it really pissed off a guy in a state that we hold near and dear.
This one right here.
Yeah.
Oklahoma, where the wind comes sweeping down the plain.
Yep. And I sympathize with this fella. He lives across the street from a school, which should have been his first clue. There were houses that I absolutely loved. I thought I would love to live in this house, but they were across from schools.
Sure,
I was like, no chance.
Well,
not going
to
do it.
You can't live there and expect not there to be children or screaming all the time. Like, you just can't.
But I guess this was excessive because there was a parade for, I guess, end of school or whatever they were doing. Some stupid
They wanted to say bye to their teachers.
Right. Elementary school. So they held this parade, and people were honking and yelling, and he had had enough, this guy, and he put a sign on his front lawn that said, shut the F up.
Yeah, he talks about it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It said, shut the up. It was just constant air horns and honking.
Hi!
Shut up. Just shut up.
I love that.
Lovely guy. I mean, it's one day, probably for a couple hours.
Well, it depends how long it went on, right?
Sure.
It's the way it is.
Shut up. Just shut up. Can you be contained to their property?
Would appreciate those words not being used around little ones.
It's not the first time they've seen it or heard it. I'm sure their parents use it.
Today, maybe we woke him up and hope he gets some rest.
That guy is...
Maybe it works shift work.
Yeah.
Rusty.
Yeah.
Yes, he is.
I can sympathize. I know a guy... who has been known to, maybe in a Costco or something, a couple aisles over, if kids are screaming and yelling, to go, "Dad!" You know, and but that, and that guy.
But that's not appropriate behavior either, Jason. That's not. That's a very combative.
I'll let him know.
Okay, you let him know.
I'll let him know that you think that's inappropriate.
Well, is it that guy that you always see, you know, when you look in the mirror?
Yeah.
Is it that guy?
Oh. Yeah, it's me.
Oh, okay.
It is me. Yeah.
Well, I know why this story gets to you, too, because you hate parades.
Parades are stupid. Everything.
You're not a big fan of group of children.
No. Unorganized, no-purpose groups of children should be abolished.
Yeah, horns you don't like either.
Not big on horns.
No, like everything about this story. All you needed was fireworks.
Yeah, if there were fireworks, then
this would be your nightmare.
I would probably quit.
Yeah.
Shut up. Just shut up.
Yeah. I get it. It is partly his fault because of where he chose to live. But sure. I mean,
I got over the drive-by parades after like the first week. The first couple that were online, that's nice for the kids. Now, when I see them, I'm like, really, losers. You couldn't think of anything original. You're just doing the same old drive-by happy birthday.
What would they do? Somersault?
There's nothing to do. Yeah. I'm just saying. I'm like, oh, this has been done. You six-year-olds try to say happy birthday to your friends. Bunch of losers. Like, it doesn't get any better, Timmy. Enjoy this. It doesn't get any better.
That's true.
But yeah,
the older you get, the worse.
Yeah. I have to buy my own gifts.
Anyway, I sympathize with him, but it is kind of his own fault. Where he chose to live.
Exactly. You live next to a school. Shut up.
Yeah.
You should shut the F up. Sir.
The Biggs and Barr Show with Chris Biggs, Jason Barr, and Pasty Jamie.
Fire?
Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Hey, yo, text us. 762-555. Text the show. We'll text you back. No, we won't, but we'll answer fast.
How were the Shea Stave t-shirts shipped?
Canada Post.
It's really chewy.
You took a bite.
I thought I could get it in and then down in like 5 seconds.
Your face went so red trying to swallow the biggest piece.
Did you get caught in your throat a bit?
Yeah. No. This is really chewy.
The Shea Stave shirts. Yeah, they've all been shipped. So if you haven't got it, it's in Canada Post's hands.
Yeah, it's Canada Post. So. I feel your pain, man. Canada Post real slow right now, and their tracking is... It's not great.
Well, they're rammed.
Yeah,
I get it. No, I'm not blaming them. I'm just saying I ordered something that should have got to my house in 2 weeks. It took six. So literally 6 weeks. So
I'm
it's
still
coming.
Waiting
it's
on
coming.
My rain barrels. They're not from Canada Post.
No?
They're from UPS. I went on their tracking site.
What'd it tell you?
It told me what UPS stands for. Huh? Use Purolator, stupid.
Oh, hey.
Hey-o.
Gotcha. Oh,
I knew a guy who worked for Purolator
boy.
Told me that.
Yes.
Are you
Courier chirps?
Are you in favor of the NHL 24 team playoff?
If I'm being honest.
Oh, if you're being honest.
I don't care.
Yeah.
I really just scrap it. I know they can't because they're trying to make money. It's their business. Mm,
yeah.
But I don't care. It won't mean anything, whoever wins anyway. It'll always be. It's like the half season when they had the lockout.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, whatever.
It'll always be that asterisk.
Yeah.
Asterisk beside it.
That's why the Leafs are going to win. Because it won't matter and no one will say it counted.
What common piece of advice or words of wisdom don't actually make any sense?
Well, I don't know.
You'd have to throw some at me and we could tell you what doesn't make sense or not. I don't know. What's a common piece of advice people give you? The nonsense of like, God, just
tough.
Smile and you'll feel better. Like that stuff.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
Shut up. That's for the dummies. If you're stupid and you think you can just smile and make yourself happy, but everything around you is crumbling.
That's going to take longer to think of.
That's
an
a deep
answer
thought.
For that
one.
That's a good one. Great question.
What is the weirdest animal meat you have eaten? Snake, sheep's testicles,
alligator.
Yeah, alligator for me, probably.
I don't know. There's lots
delicious.
Of weird things I ate.
Alligator.
Part
was
of
so
radio
good.
Contests.
Shark. I never thought I'd eat shark.
Oh, shark's delicious.
It's not
shark's
weird,
really
but
good,
yeah, no, it is. Yeah, I know. Yeah. It is what it is. Somebody texted. That's
well, I mean, that's just
advice,
that is a fact.
Yeah, that's just it is what it is.
It is what it is.
What it is. Where were the police in Toronto to stop this mass gathering?
Well, how would you stop 10,000 people from gathering? Would you tear gas them? Is that what you would do?
You want to arrest them all?
The 8 cops on bicycles that were supposed to shut everybody down? Were you going to double them back to the station?
They weren't being violent. They didn't have to like call them SWAT or anything.
Yeah, they were breaking bylaws.
Sure.
It's a bigger issue, fellas, under what was the direction that the police were given from the city, right?
Too.
What's your take?
All these someone shoulds.
Yeah.
Someone should do something. Why don't you do something? Oh, I can't.
It's not my job. It's not my job. Yeah.
Someone should do it.
What's your take on women growing body hair?
Grow it if you want.
Ugh.
Some people prefer that.
That's my take.
Yeah. Like, it's not...
I'm not mad at you for doing it.
It's not my thing, but I mean, I'm sure there's an internet site where people can, you know, make some money off the growth of their body hair.
100% there's an internet site.
And you have total freedom to do what you want and celebrate yourself in any way, and I won't think less of you as a human. Right. I'm just going to go, ugh, when I see it. I mean, that's just honest.
It's true.
Like, how am I supposed to control? You're allowed to control how you feel about it.
Absolutely.
I'm allowed to feel the same way. Ugh.
Like, some people love celery. I can't stand it.
Yeah.
Don't like it at all. So... that's okay if you do, because I don't.
Yeah.
There's some people who love celery.
Oh, yeah. Some people love celery.
I eat celery. I don't know if I love it. It's a good spoon for peanut butter. That's really about, you know.
Jason thinks that's the worst food. I love it.
That's a terrible combination.
Celery and peanut butter?
Celery and anything.
It's amazing. What about...
Nope. Cheese Whiz?
Nope.
He answered it before I even threw it
up. If you're going to have something with celery, the answer is no.
No, really, eh? That bad, huh? All right.
But it's part of the Holy Trinity, Jason.
I don't know what that means.
What does that mean?
In cooking, carrots, onions, celery.
No, celery can kick rocks.
Who's cooking? Who is that the Holy Trinity
it's
of
the
cooking?
The Holy Trinity.
Of what cooking?
From some 90-year-old British person?
Yes.
No,
so
you're throwing
the,
into
the
a
less
soup
flavor
like
Trinity?
That? No, that's what you start with.
No.
Who?
Celery, onions, carrots. Look it up.
Celery ruins food.
Look it up.
Celery ruins food.
And anything you put celery in, it ruins it.
Yeah. Just like body hair in a woman ruins it.
Sure.
Yeah. That's it for another edition of
It's an Answered Question Time.
The latest on the Biggs and Barr Show.
Ontario reported more than 400 new COVID-19 cases Monday for a fifth straight day. It's your fault. You went to go see your mothers. That's what they're saying. It's all responsible for the Mother's Day non-physical distancing gatherings. So there you go. That's before they opened everything up on May 19th, so there will be more.
Oh, there will be more.
Wash your hands. Stay away from each other. Promise.
Be safe, man. Shay safe, as we say.
Ontario's lottery agency is going to get a loan from the province to get it through the pandemic.
What?
Pardon?
Yeah, the people that give away money are asking for money. They're going to get a line of credit from the province of up to $500 million. Wish it was that easy for the rest of us.
Why? Why?
Well, it will help cover operational costs and help OLG meet its contractual obligations over the short term. I guess they pay their people. I don't know. Their rent? I don't know. $500 million bucks.
Why are they short of money? All they do is take in money and give back most of it.
Well, maybe they've given away the prizes.
But they've been closed. They haven't been given away anything.
Well, that's right. But and maybe not as many people are buying lottery tickets. I don't know.
I would definitely go along that route for sure. I would agree with you. I don't think that's enough to have
and
to
they
ask
still
the
have,
government for money. From
they
the
still
place
have obligations, like people that win like Cash for Life and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And they're taking the weekly payment.
I guess. Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
New poll suggests the majority of Ottawa residents oppose urban boundary expansion. They surveyed 525 people. 52% opposed. 31% support the expansion. 70% said it would increase pressure on the delivery of city service. 69% it would increase greenhouse gases. So they're going to increase the boundary by 1,650 hectares. Basically, so they can collect more tax money.
Swallow up more people.
Right. So
the geography of Ottawa is pretty damn big already. Why does it need to be?
Well, there's a big argument versus intensification against sprawl.
Right.
They want to intensify the city, but they still need to make it bigger.
Like the only way to prevent any sort of city from expanding is to like tell your dumb friends to stop having so many kids and stuff. Sure. The population is going to continue to
increase.
Grow.
They want it to increase.
Yeah. So they can collect more tax money and stuff.
The population. Yeah. Without the sprawl, though. They want everyone in the urban center.
Well, that's how they made the population grow so big the first time, because the city of Ottawa was smaller, and now they've expanded it to the whole...
Basically, all of Eastern Ontario.
So they can collect more tax money. So that's the same thing they're going to do here. People just get upset.
And so they hit a million, but...
Right.
But with this COVID stuff, didn't show that most people don't need to be in an urban center to work? They can work from their homes.
Yep, right.
And then wouldn't that be better for the entire community and everybody if people were spread out a little more?
People love to complain about stuff.
Oh, okay.
You know what they should have here?
Huh.
A public inquiry.
Yeah. That's what they need. They need one.
People in Ottawa love a public inquiry.
Hire a commission, some sort of a commission. Yeah.
Pay a whole bunch of people.
Come up with a public inquiry.
Come up with common sense answers.
You want to perk up the eyebrows of someone? Who loves this stuff? Just say public inquiry.
Oh, what? Yes, yes. Okay,
yes, we should. We should have a public inquiry.
Let's get a board
inquiry.
Together and hire some consultants and get everybody in here.
Someone should have a public inquiry.
Yeah.
Why don't you have it?
Yeah. It's going to be. I can't.
Oh, I can't. No, yeah, I can't. I'm busy.
Not me. I can't do it.
I can't. I'm on six other boards already. Six other inquiries.
Hey, guys.
Yeah.
Have you noticed outside? It is going to be hot today.
Heat report.
Sun and cloud. Maybe a shower or a thunderstorm this afternoon.
Yeah.
They don't think so, though. High at 31, feeling more like 36.
Ooh.
And tomorrow, mix of sun and cloud, feeling more like 38.
Ooh.
And then Thursday, sunny and 32. That's going to be humid.
Yeah.
It's not the heat. It's the humidity.
Right now, it's like 16 degrees.
Somebody should investigate the humidity.
Yeah. We need a public inquiry about this humidity.
What are you doing?
Oh, I can't. I'm busy saying this. That's the latest.
This is Z-H-E-Z. Ottawa. Home of the Biggs and Barr Show. Weekday mornings. 106.1. Shay.
All right. Well, we got a contest coming up called Joke Text. So you want to get those ready.
Sure, text us a joke, 762-555. You know, if you think of one, one pops into your head, might as well start now.
And Brian May pulled his ass, which then broke his heart. So
he seems like a pretty affable guy.
Yeah.
Brian, I like him.
We'll tell you that story, too. All right, but first we got to do a little bit of some music.
Big Sugar, Chris.
Oh, okay.
You couldn't read it, could you?
I can't.
I know.
Can't read.
You just need to get proper glasses.
You can read. I got glasses. They don't work.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
Hey, good morning. The Biggs and Barr Show. It's time for Joke Text.
Text us your best worst joke to 762-555.
And we will read these terrible dad jokes, puns, whatever you want to call them, cheese, to James, and whichever ones he laughs at the hardest wins. All right?
Mm-hmm.
Where would you like to begin, Chase?
What do Tarzan and Jane have for dinner on Fridays?
What?
Finch and chimps.
Why would they eat their monkey friends?
I don't know.
That's awful.
It's from Geoff.
Jeez. Oh, Geoff. Come on, Geoff.
What is yellow and kills you if it hits you in the eyes?
What?
A bus.
It's true.
Yeah?
It would, for the most part.
Who sits on the bottom of the sea twitching?
Who?
A nervous wreck.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Double meaning.
Why is no skeleton ever jump from a really tall building?
Why?
They ain't got the balls.
Or the guts.
Oh, no, they would fall out.
Where does Captain Hook buy his hooks?
Where?
The secondhand store.
Wow. Never heard that one.
Really?
Wow.
That's
yeah.
That's a good one.
What's white stands in front of the stairs but can't go up them?
What?
A washing machine.
Yeah.
Wow. A cross-eyed teacher lost her job. Mm. She couldn't control her pupils.
You are ready to laugh today.
Yeah.
What do polar bears eat for breakfast?
What?
Frosted flakes. Duh.
Oh, I see.
That's awful.
How did the burrito get hold of the taco?
How?
Is guacky talky.
That's brutal.
Yeah.
What tea is not a good idea to drink?
What?
TNT.
It's true. Oh,
wow. It'll blow up your whole face.
Oh, yeah. That would sting.
Hey, Jamie.
Yeah.
What do you call a flock of sheep tumbling down a hill?
What?
A lamb slide.
Oh, my God. These are awful. But a also comical.
Why is it pointless to play hide and seek with mountain ranges?
Why?
Because they peak.
They peak. I knew it was going to be something about peaks. I was on to you there.
All right, yeah, you got me.
Why was the broom late?
Why?
Because it overswept.
What do you name a camel with no humps?
What?
Humphrey.
Yeah, Humphrey's great.
Where do wasps go when they're not feeling very well?
Where?
The waspital.
God.
The waspital. Punch yourself in the face.
Yes.
All right.
How do you cut a wave in half?
How?
Oh, use a seesaw.
Delivery guy.
What wobbles as it flies through the sky?
What?
A jellycopter.
That's brutes.
Where?
That is horrendous.
What do cats eat for breakfast?
What?
Mice Krispies. Mice Krispies.
All right.
Yeah, we got another one.
Oh, do you?
A scarecrow says, this job isn't for everyone, but hey, it's in my genes.
That's a good one.
But hey.
Literal.
Yeah, I
got it. Yeah. You know what? All right. I got the joke.
All right, which one wins?
Oh, the hook one for sure. Oh,
okay, all right.
I never heard that
Where
before.
Does Captain Hook buy his hooks?
Yeah.
The secondhand store. Yeah. Okay, for winner sure. right there. Good stuff.
The scarecrow one was good.
All right, congratulations, Captain. We'll get a hold of you and tell you that you've now qualified for our secret sack draw, which will happen after all this nonsense gets a little easier. We can give out actual things. And
nonsense meaning COVID stuff.
Yes, yeah. And our show. Yeah. Either one.
I was going to say, because this nonsense has never stopped.
And, and you're on the wall of champions. All right.
All right.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
Brian May of Queen, quite the trooper. First, he pulled
muscle. Queen, not
no, I know. First, he pulled a muscle in his bum, gardening.
For a good time.
And then the old fella went and had himself a heart attack. Not to worry, he's still alive to talk about it.
I told you that I had a ripped muscle. Now that was the way I was diagnosed. Anyway, it turned out to be not really the case. I had a compressed sciatic nerve.
Says one of the most painful things.
Yeah.
In the most bum. Calm
But why did he think
manner.
It was his bum?
Well, because that's... Have you ever pulled a sciatic nerve or compressed a sciatic nerve?
That's what? It's in the hip, right? And then it runs down your bum and whole
pain,
leg.
Yeah. It's terrible.
Never done. Surprisingly, you haven't done that.
You've never done with all your back problems.
Yeah, I know.
Never had
I know.
That.
Stupid.
Yeah. You got a lot of time left there.
Okay, sorry.
And that's why I had this feeling that someone was putting a screwdriver in my back. The rest of the story is a little more bizarre. In the middle of the whole saga of the backside, I had a small heart attack, and I actually turned out to have three arteries which were congested and in danger of blocking the supply of blood to my heart. And it's one of those things, you know, I was actually very near death because of this, but the pain that I had was from something completely different. It's funny how things work.
Yeah, hilarious.
Could you be any more nonchalant about almost dying?
How could a guy that relaxed have a heart attack?
I don't know. Yeah, it's a great question.
Would you like a spot of tea as well?
Yeah.
Ah, look, a stroke.
Yeah.
Can't move half my face.
Yeah. I'm glad he's okay. Because he does have magnificent hair.
Is that why? That's why he's not.
He's a human poodle.
Yeah. Imagine what the humidity is going to do to Brian.
Oh, wow.
If he was here in Ottawa.
Yeah, I mean,
not the heat. It's the humidity.
It's not the heat. It's the humidity.
Wow. Anyways.
Good for
I'm
him.
I'm glad he's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like a pretty chill dude.
Yeah, I like Brian.
Yeah.
Seems like an affable gent.
He had to put up with Freddy for all those years of being the exact opposite of him.
Just calm down, Fred. It's
going
to be okay.
No!
You're right. Do you like a spot of tea, Fred?
Yeah.
Yes! I'd imagine.
Like, like a line of cocaine. maybe Dolly back on the cocaine.
You've got AIDS.
Yeah. And Fred, you'll be okay.
Yeah, maybe.
You won't be, guys. You won't be.
He's not going to be all right.
No. Brian's all right.
Yeah, he's all right.
I hope he was a little more... less chill when Fred told him he had AIDS.
Sorry
Did you see
about,
the movie?
Sorry about that, old chap.
Oh, yeah. All right. Well,
sorry about that.
What we gonna do?
That's a pain in the ass.
I don't think that's
where it hurts.
No, it was like a
figure of speech. Making sure that you weren't being a
figure of speech.
Yeah, I know. I hear you.
Would be a.
All right. Well, good luck with that. Like, I mean, could he be any more relaxed about?
No.
No.
Everything in life.
Everything.
Very relaxed.
Yeah.
Be more like Brian May.
Right.
You're listening to the Biggs and Barr Show.
Aaron, what have you done? You pull your side.
My toe.
Can you take your shoe off?
Yeah, maybe.
Chris is wearing uncomfortable shoes today, and he keeps complaining about his toe.
They're actually quite comfortable.
But it hurts your toe.
I have weird toes. Like,
you have the gout again?
No. Well, no, not this time. When I was a child, for some reason, I didn't want feet bigger than size 12.
So I basically refused
to let buy bigger shoes. And now my toes are all kind of under each other. They've all been like smashed under each other.
Oh, like a Chinese ballet dancer.
Yeah, like they all fold under each other.
Yeah. Imagine that.
You get club feet?
No, not quite.
No, different.
So it's hard for me to find shoes now that don't hurt a certain part of my feet.
Do you think it's your feet that hurt, not the shoes?
What? Well, of course my feet hurt.
Right.
From the shoes.
Don't they hurt in any shoes?
No, some shoes are fine.
Okay, like slippers?
No, well, yeah.
Like those big bear paw slippers with the fabric toenails on them?
I don't consider slippers
You should wear
shoes.
Those.
They're footwear. They're not great. Shoes.
Okay, yeah. Footwear.
Fine. So, anyway, so the shoes I normally wear in the summer were hurting my one foot.
Right.
So I swapped to another pair that I forgot why I'd stopped wearing them because they hurt my other foot.
Oh, so we'll just wear one of each.
So now both my feet hurt.
Yeah, wear one of each. Two different shoes. It'll solve your problem.
I guess, yeah, I could do that. They're both white. I mean, it's not like
you're... Sure. You have to look close to see what kind of New Balance they were, right?
Flip-flops. You can't fight anybody in flip-flops.
Who are you fighting?
You always got to be ready, man.
You can't even swing a punch right now. You have a bad back.
I could swing a punch. Yeah.
Your toe hurts, your back's sore.
I could stop it.
Yeah.
My back's better-ish, and never wear flip-flops. You can't run.
No,
What if lions come out of the forest? What are you going to do? How are you going to run from a lion in flip-flops?
Now, when you say flip-flops, do you mean the one with the little thing that goes in between your two toes?
Absolutely not.
Because no one should wear those. Those are terrible.
The thongs that people call them?
Yeah.
No. I'm more of a slides, as they call
them.
Right,
okay. Yeah, tough to run.
I'll
stick with my Crocs. Although on a day like today with the humidity.
Oh, you're done. Your knees are going to be scraped to all...
Your knees?
Why are
your
knees
going to be feet are going to slip in the sweat.
Yeah.
I've done it. I've slipped running up a hill.
Yeah, even if you put them in 4x4, they're not.
No, with the strap around,
called 4x4, is it?
Well, pro tip about Crocs.
Yeah.
Buy them one size too small.
Because they stretch. Yeah, they'll stretch a bit. Yeah,
right?
Stretch.
And then when you put them in 4x4, you can run a little bit.
Okay.
Anyway, you can text us your questions, 762-555.
Pretty sure we've thoroughly covered the topic of flip-flops and Crocs, though.
Okay.
So if you want to move along.
Now, we did get one question about
what? What is it?
Now, we'll do it later.
Okay. Questions in 762-555. That's next. Hang on.
Biggs and Barr. Yeah. The Biggs and Barr Show. On 106.1 Shay.
Fire.
Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Hey, yo, text us. 762-555. Text the show. We'll text you back. No, we won't, but we'll answer fast.
I have a coffee. I almost knocked it over. Sorry, text the show. Jamie's throwing things at me.
What do you guys think about wearing socks and sandals with all this nice weather coming up? I generally don't. Now... I will, if I put on my Crocs today, wear a pair of ankle socks because of the sweat factor. Because, you know, what they say about the heat and the humidity, right?
Yeah.
What do they say?
It's not the heat. It's the humidity.
You don't want to slip.
No. I don't wear sandals, like, ever. Almost ever, ever. If I'm at a pool, like, we go on vacation somewhere by the lake.
It's like a nice hiking sandal.
Hiking sandals.
That's just a shoe with holes in it.
Yes, it is. It is a shoe with holes in it.
I like to feel free. I like the freedom feeling of when I wear flip-flops. I
like the air on my toes and stuff. It's good.
I feel unprepared.
Makes you feel alive.
I feel unprepared.
No, you're fully strapped in.
No, your ankle, whatever you call it, what do you say? The shoe holes? What was it?
Sandals. Shoes with holes in them.
No, the hiking sandals. Sorry.
Yeah.
That's like the worst shoe ever made. I'm pretty sure.
It's a sandal. It's
a cowboy boot is worse.
It's footwear.
What about toe shoes? The toe shoes.
Yeah.
I've never worn those. The shoes with the toe holes, with the toes, like they look like feet.
Very uncomfortable.
Are they?
Yeah. I didn't like them.
Stupid.
Hey, Chris, the left shoe that hurts you, can you please give it to me? I only have 1 foot, and I don't want to buy a pair. Please.
I have a few shoes that I tried and didn't work out. But, yeah, I could, if you're a size 13, holla at your boy. I'll send you some left shoes.
And if you have a friend who only has a right foot,
yeah,
maybe you guys can get together.
Yeah,
and, and then one shoe wouldn't go to waste.
Amazing.
Fair enough. Fair enough. Good plan. I like it. What's something common from your childhood that it will seem strange to future generations?
Well,
like everything.
Rotary phones,
yeah.
Landlines.
Having your phone attached to a wall.
VCRs.
My wife was watching an episode of Roseanne last night.
Right.
And the entire, like half the episode, the premise was that Darlene was late coming home from a concert. I'm like, that would never, and they didn't know where she was or anything like that.
Oh,
like,
because you can't communicate.
No text or anything like that. They couldn't find a phone booth.
Sure.
Like, the effort to let people know you were safe back in the day.
Yeah, sometimes you just had to trust that you would be safe, you know?
What a great time that was.
Yeah, going out to play in the day.
Nobody could reach you for like 8 to 10 hours at a time.
Oh,
what a great time.
When you're a kid and you're like, I'm going out to play with my friends, Mom. Okay, see you at dinner.
Yeah.
Eight hours later.
Yeah.
Being a kid and a professional athlete, those were the best times for
that.
Because no one
knew anything.
Yeah. That's great. Nope, not asking that one.
What's something you'd be happy doing every day for the rest of your life?
Like as a job? This one.
Well, this one, yeah. I like this job. It's a good job.
I like this job a lot.
Question does say career, actually. I switched it to life.
Hey, didn't it snow earlier this month? When was the last time it snowed and was 35 degrees in the same month? I know, probably last May. Maybe not.
Snow in May?
Heat and 35 degrees
not,
in May?
Not in that high of a temperature.
Well, that's what they're asking.
No, I know. So I have no idea. I've never.
What are we? The weather network?
Yeah, I don't know. I could look at the historical data, but
why don't you look
really
it up?
Care.
You have the internet. You have your phone. Right
but
there.
I know this month because I showed you guys a picture yesterday.
Like when
I was starting to build a chicken coop and there was snow on the ground.
May 9th.
Like
there
snowed
was snow
on May
yeah.
9th.
Yeah.
And then, well, you know what it's like today.
It's not the humid.
It's hot, but it's also humid.
It's not the heat. It's the humidity.
Did you hear what I said?
No, I didn't.
I didn't say it's not the heat. I said it's not the humeat. I don't even know what that is.
Humeat.
I don't know what humeat is. When it's really hot and humid. Man, that humeat will get you.
It's when you have like a lunch meat tray out, like a charcuterie board, but it's hot out so the meat sweats.
Ah, that's humeat?
That's humeat.
I don't mind some sweaty meat.
Yeah. Or you see Hugh Grant naked.
Yeah. It's a humeat.
Ah, look at that piece of humeat.
Or Hugh Dillon from the Headstones.
Yeah. Basically anyone named Hugh.
Mm-hmm. Or Hugh Hefner, but he's dead.
Yeah, he is dead. Not a lot of meat left on him.
No, he's probably naked a lot too.
Yeah. Saw Hugh meat a lot there.
A lot of people saw that Hugh meat for sure. I don't think he saw it for like the last 20 years because, you know, old and blind and shriveled.
I don't know.
I wasn't there.
I don't think at all.
I didn't get invited to the grotto very often. That was called.
And by very often, you mean never?
Never. Yeah. Never was okay. I. No. I didn't get to see Hugh meats.
One of your life's disappointments.
It is. It's legendary. I mean, it's not like I wanted to see it for any sort of personal enjoyment. Just, you know, something like...
Just to pose, pose with a picture
Right? Yeah. Like, look, look what I got to be next to. Mm-hmm. This legendary thing, you know?
It's rested on a charcuterie board.
Sure. All sweaty.
Yeah.
What is topic? That's it for another edition of...
It's an answer question time.
You want to know 7 steps to eating ice cream properly?
Yes, Jason, okay. I do.
I really do for some reason.
I'll read them to you.
All right.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Does it say if this is a cone or a cup?
It's going to get to it.
Let's not prolong it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Stop
okay.
It.
I apologize.
There's already 7 steps.
Number one.
Okay.
Take it out of the freezer.
No.
let it defrost for about 15 minutes.
15?
Well, you have soup.
Because they say when it's too cold, the aroma molecules don't release.
That's
and
too
smell
long.
Plays a huge role in how things
Five
taste.
Minutes, maybe.
Okay.
15.
Number two, don't take too big of a bite. Half a teaspoon per bite is ideal.
Half a
you know,
teaspoon?
Smaller than a
small one.
Like 4 hours?
Place the spoon upside down in your mouth. So obviously not
sure.
a cone. So the ice cream hits your tongue. Number four.
I'll do that. Number four.
Roll the ice cream around in your mouth and pay attention to how the smooth, creamy texture feels.
Smooth and creamy.
Well, yeah. I mean, yeah, it's ice cream.
Breathe in. This is number five. Breathe in through your mouth while the ice cream is in there.
Oh, yeah.
Sure. The air passing over it helps it hit more of your taste buds.
Good
Can
Lord.
You imagine watching someone do this?
The same people are like wine tastings. Just drink the wine. Yeah.
Number six. This is a key one.
Okay.
Don't swallow too soon. 12 seconds in your mouth is
what?
Ideal. Okay.
Hold on. Ready?
Yeah, ready.
Hold on.
Wait, no, first you got to put on the counter for 15 minutes.
And go.
You no, you can't even eat it yet.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven.
I'm done.
How's
like,
a
I'm
half
done,
teaspoon like, piece of 10, ice cream 11, supposed to last 11, that long?
Like, all the time in the world?
There's three scoops done already before you.
And number seven, repeat with each bite to build up a, quote, full ice cream taste profile.
Hey, what'd you do this weekend? I had a bowl of ice cream.
Yeah.
That's all I did.
What do you mean? It took the entire weekend.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, those seven steps to eating ice cream were important, but I don't want to take away from the big story of today, which is the heat.
Heat report.
Why is that?
Well, it's because of the humidity.
It's not the heat. It's the humidity.
Hey. Leave a bowl of ice cream out in this humidity for 15 minutes, yeah. See what happens.
It'll evaporate.
Yeah, you got nothing.
Mix
of
sun and cloud tomorrow.
Squat!
33, then Thursday, 32 and sunny. Right now it's 18. And that's the latest.
This is Z-H-E-Z. Ottawa, home of the Biggs and Barr Show, weekday mornings, 106.1. Shay.
Well.
Oh, you want to... Some information?
Sure.
Is it about ice cream eating?
No.
Yeah, you're going to give us more information about it.
In instant answer question time, someone asked when was the last time we had snow in May and also plus 35 temperature. Someone has researched it. Thank you, Texter, to 762-555. They said March of 2015.
So in the same month when we had snow and 34 degrees.
Yeah, in the same month. Yeah.
Here you go. Why did you make a face like that was the most shocking stat you've heard of your life?
That's a really warm March.
Yeah.
We've been golfing in March. I know that. In shorts before.
Yeah. So why is that
shocking? But that's very warm.
Is that warm for March?
People are saying it's warm for May.
Maybe that's why it's an extreme. Maybe that's why it's an extreme thing.
I almost don't believe that.
If you think of the temperature swing of the universe, like the center of the sun to the deepest part of space, it's not that big a swing, bruh.
What?
Space is like minus 10,000 degrees. The core of the sun is like plus 10,000 degrees.
It's actually like 5,000 degrees Kelvin, I believe.
Just listen to what I'm speaking. So in that wide gap of temperature change, the 30 degrees that it took in March of 2015 shouldn't be that mind-blowing to you, really.
I guess, but none of us live on the sun or in the far reaches of space.
It's infinite.
We live in Ottawa.
What's infinite? Your stupidity?
The
yes.
The universe.
Anyway, I'm sorry I brought it up.
Look what you did.
Yeah, you hear the old hands on hips over there.
Look what I'm doing. Look how upset I am. My hands are on my...
You're giving a kid a 10-minute misconduct all morning over there.
Time now for... Auto.
What?
Auto.
What?
Auto.
What?
Auto.
What?
Auto. What?
It's Auto what? Five trivia questions. You got to get them all in 30 seconds, all the answers. You can pass and come back, but that time is ticking. We won't tell you what's right or wrong until the end. And your first answer for each question is the one that counts.
We have Nathan on the phone.
Answer them all right?
Yes, what? You have to answer them all right.
Yes, Nathan. What do you think? Huh?
I'll give it a shot. I don't know how good I'll be.
All right. Yeah,
I think we all know how good you're going to be.
All right. Your time will begin after the first question, Nathan.
Ready?
Yeah.
Here we go. What U.S. state was Dr. Pepper invented in?
Pass.
Okay.
What king of pop did Lisa Marie Presley marry 26 years ago today? What American woman singer turns 56 today? Covered it.
Mm-hmm. We should have moved this.
Oh, these are tough. Oklahoma for Dr. Pepper.
No. Oh, you're going back to...
Well, your time's run out. Oh, okay. You're an O for Nathan.
Yeah.
So let's... Well, we don't even have to ask the other questions.
No, you can save
them. Save them. Let's just review the three that he
passed on. Mm. What American woman singer turns 56 today? Slightly misleading, because it's Lenny Kravitz, even though I did qualify with he covered the song.
Yeah.
The king of pop that Lisa Marie Presley married 26 years ago today. You even gave a hint of an E. that's Michael Jackson.
Yep.
And the U.S. state that Dr. Pepper was invented in, Nathan tried to go back and give an answer of Oklahoma. But we know that Dr. Pepper was invented.
The stars at night are big and bright, deep in the heart of Texas.
So Nathan did not win. And probably goes down as the most pathetic Ottawa player.
Oh, wow. You're going to call
him
pathetic.
Played before and he passed on all five questions
before. Yes,
he did.
Stop calling. It's not your thing. Trivia's not your thing.
You can win another contest. Yeah. Maybe when we play Precious. Or send us a joke for joke text when we do that. Yeah. We have lots of contests. Not every contest is for every person, and that's okay.
Nathan, you're probably a lovely man. You're not good at trivia.
Yeah, that's all.
I mean,
like the worst at it.
Yeah, like maybe the worst ever.
Yeah.
In the history of trivia contests.
But not everybody's good at all things, and that's
100%.
Fine.
He could guess what's in the box tomorrow.
The king of pop, and you still didn't.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Nothing clicked.
Maybe that would have.
I don't know. I don't know if I would have got it.
Did he ever actually make those?
100% he did, yeah.
And then he used to go, jam on. I used to say things that didn't make sense. What does that mean?
He did a lot of things that didn't make sense.
He sure did.
Good old Mike Jackson, eh?
Mike Jackson. Yeah.
Speaking of Jacksons.
Yeah, we will talk about your favorite, Randy Jackson, coming up.
Your nemesis.
I wish nothing but terrible times for that man.
Oh, terrible.
Come on, dog.
Fraudulent.
It's
hack.
Not.
Fake.
Anyway, we'll talk about it.
Garbage. Makes sense they're related, you know.
They're not related.
You're listening to the Biggs and Barr Show.
I've driven by a few parks because the trail right now, the problem is with the hiking that I've been doing.
Sure.
The trails are so buggy, you just can't even bother.
No, it's crazy. So, I wear my dollar store bug hat even in my backyard.
So I'm trying to find, a little more urban paths that are less buggy.
Mm.
And the parks are pretty solid.
Are people physically
distancing?
Yeah,
they are. For the most part.
So let's let that be our barometer. If we can get by here in Ottawa without having the government circles on the grass, then we are better than Toronto.
Yeah.
We are definitely better than Toronto. Okay? Hold on to it.
Yeah.
Really hold on to it.
Hang.
And a friend of yours, Chris, Randy Jackson, going to be the bass player in Journey again. I know you'd be excited to hear about that.
What else is he doing? He's a loser.
What
can't
do you mean?
Stand Randy Jackson.
Randy Jackson of American Idol fame.
We've been over this. You know why I think
I just don't get it. Why?
Like, why do you hate Randy Jackson? So
well, his personality is annoying to begin with.
Yo, dog.
Yo, dog. Like, who taught? What grown man talks like
Randy Jackson? He's in the
yo,
music biz.
Dog.
Mm-hmm. He's got to have some swag
listen,
to him.
Dog. No, he sounds like an idiot. So that's the first thing that...
He's a degree in music?
He looks sickly, like a fat, sick person. He always looks like he's sweaty or sick.
He lost a lot of weight.
I don't like him. And he's never done anything that mattered.
He's a record producer.
No.
He played the...
what record? Name a record he produced that mattered.
Raised on Radio by Journey?
What is that? Doesn't matter.
He played on that album, too, didn't he?
He toured with the band for a year. He's in the band.
He's back with the band now.
Yeah.
He's a bass player.
Right.
The foundation of any band.
Any of us could learn to be a bass player in 20 minutes.
Well, that's a stupid thing to say.
It's not a stupid thing to say.
Not a good bass player.
That's a stupid
thing.
Name a famous bass player.
I have
Sting.
Paul
McCartney.
Geddy Lee.
Geddy Lee.
They all sang.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they played slapping the bass.
Because they can slap the bass and focus on singing without thinking about the bass because it's the most basic instrument in a band.
What about Flea and the Red Hot Chili Peppers?
He wasn't famous for playing the bass.
Yes, he was.
Famous
he was.
For
He's a
pulling
great
his
bass player.
Junk out.
Fantastic bass player.
Les Claypool.
Let's not focus. It's not about bass players. It's about Randy Jackson.
You just don't like Randy Jackson.
He's a loser. No, I don't like him because he's nothing, and he talks like he's like the industry champion.
He plays
bass. So many people in the industry that have done way more for in production side, writing side, than this loser ever did.
He played bass for Bruce Springsteen.
Bass.
He was in the E Street Band.
In 2008, he released the album titled Randy Jackson's Music Club Volume 1.
How many sales did that piece of garbage have? Seven?
Entirely produced by him.
All by exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Junk. He's an industry joke that was on American Idol, and all of a sudden was like, oh, Randy Jackson.
Like, when did this start for you? Were you watching American Idol and saying, who is this guy? You researched him, you're like, why is he there? That should be me.
No, it shouldn't be me.
Did he like a singer that you didn't like or vice versa?
No, I never cared about his opinion because he's an idiot. I just hate that he stood there talking like he was some authority and the show promoted him like he was some authority in the music industry.
He's been in the music
industry. And he's a loser.
Entire life.
Did he put down Clay Aiken and it really hurt you?
Yes, I was hoping for Clay, man.
Yeah.
That was it.
Anyways, getting together with Journey.
Great. Another band that should never play again.
Play this song again.
Huh?
They have a new singer and everything, and he's great.
Yeah. Chris, don't stop believing.
I have stopped believing in Randy Jackson. Actually, I kind of like this song. I can't even pretend I don't. But I don't like Randy Jackson.
Listen to the bass when it kicks in.
Or Michael Jackson. Or Bo Jackson, for that matter.
What? The Biggs and Barr Show.
Man, you hear that bass?
Great bass. Great bass tones in that song from Randy Jackson.
Look, I'm not saying there aren't good bass players. I'm not saying it's a very key part of a good band. I'm not saying any of that. I'm just saying to sit there like you're a music authority in the industry on a panel of one of the biggest music shows in the world.
Right.
And because you played the bass... And that's all you ever really did.
He was a record producer.
No hits. Zero hits. Nothing that mattered.
I looked it up.
Yes, I did
Let's
look
hear it
up.
Let's hear it.
Nothing.
Maybe you just don't like people with the last name Jackson. What about Peter Jackson?
I like Peter Jackson. Lord of the Rings trilogy is fantastic.
Okay. What about Joe Jackson? He's the man. Not Mike's dad.
Oh, he's terrible. Michael's
not Mike's dad. That's Joseph Jackson.
So who's Joe Jackson?
Joe Jackson. I'm the man. He's also an artist. Joe Jackson.
Oh.
What about Alan Jackson, the country artist?
No.
He's all right. What's wrong with that?
I don't know him. Sorry.
Went down yonder on
I can't comment on anything country.
What about Stonewall Jackson, the Confederate general?
No.
I want to say on that one. I don't know much, but if he was on the Confederate side, probably no.
All right. What about Ezekiel Jackson?
He's
a Guyanese-American retired professional wrestler and bodybuilder.
Sure.
He was in the WWE from 2008 to 2014.
What was his wrestling name?
Big Rick.
I don't know. Big
no?
Rick.
Okay. Maybe it's just Randy Jackson then.
It's just Randy. Okay. And Michael.
You made a comment about Bo Jackson. Not as be taken
I just
back.
Threw that in there because I didn't.
You couldn't think of any
Jackson?
Other Jacksons.
Right. I have no problems with Bo Jackson.
One of the greatest raw athletes to ever grace this earth.
Okay. Right. And one of the shortest careers ever.
So?
Great.
Well, you can text
congrats
us.
Congrats on being good for a day.
For instant answer question time, 762-555. And you can ask us any question you like.
The Biggs and Barr Show. On 106.1
J. Burp! Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Hey, yo, text us. 762-555. Text the show. We'll text you back. No, we won't, but we'll answer fast.
Text us your questions, 762-555. We'd be happy to answer them.
Who did you used to look up to, but then they screwed up and you lost faith in them?
Was it Randy Jackson?
No, I never looked up.
Okay.
Louis C.K. for Chris.
Yeah,
oh,
Louis
C.K. True. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's still funny.
He is. I watched his latest special, even though and it was still funny. But you just look at him like, man. I don't know. He's my favorite stand-up, like, of all time. And then.
Can you sunburn the palm of your hand? Yeah, you can sunburn the palm of your hand.
Sure.
Can you?
Sure.
I don't think I've ever known anyone to have that happen to, though.
Well, you can burn your hand. Like
Yeah, no, I'm not saying you can't.
So it may take a little longer, but I think you could do it.
I burned my knuckles here. Look at that. Mm-hmm. I was on the grill there. Did a little...
What was on the grill?
Yeah, what'd you have on the grill?
I had some kebabs on the grill.
Oh, some kebabs.
That's what was cooking, eh?
And I wasn't respecting the top grill. I did a little... I was going to manually flip it by the stick without using the tongs. And I on the top grill, and it got me. She got me.
Common mistake.
What's a body part that you wouldn't mind losing? For me, I have a pinky finger on my right hand that I have broken probably 6 to 8 times. And it just
how far out it
just sticks out.
That's really weird. I didn't even realize that.
Like, I can't.
Look at your little flipper you got
like
going
if I
there.
Push it, it'll stay. But if I just do that, it just
you can't. Yeah, I can't even do that with that hand. This one is weird.
If I go bowling, it pops out a joint.
Oh, nice.
So it's kind of stupid.
That finger, yeah. James, you got a body part? Your face?
Yeah. Yeah, I want to lose my face.
Jerk. Why do we judge ourselves by our intentions but judge others by their actions? That's a good question.
Yeah, I guess some of us do. Some of us don't.
What's the funniest thing you've seen a relative do?
Oh, man.
Oh, so many things.
My cousin hit his shins off the dock.
That's a funny story.
And you guys, I'll tell it quickly. Trying to stay dry. Started off the dock fine. Coming in, wanted to get and sit on the dock, but he came in way too shallow and fast and didn't let go of the rope in time. Smoked his shins on the side of the dock.
I don't know. I didn't explode both his legs. I don't know. It's amazing.
And he was fine, right? Like, he was okay?
He's so bruised.
Crazy. Do you enjoy getting a professional massage? Absolutely.
Yeah, sure.
Like, on my back.
Not, you don't want
to be... Not the old-fashioned...
No, I can do that myself.
Straight up, yeah. Straight down.
I never understood that. Like, I can do that myself. I can't massage my own back.
True.
No, you can't.
True.
Like, if I could massage my own back,
I can't even scratch 90% of mine. So,
yeah. Find a corner of a wall.
Yeah, that's what you gotta do.
Yeah.
here's a kid that needs to lighten up a little. I'm 14 years old, and I just want to say thank you, Trudeau, and your peeps for ruining my future. You're going down as the most pathetic prime minister in history. Right. Bum. Wow, you're really mad for 14 at politics. Why do you, like, what? Don't you have other things to do? Like,
I think it was a typo, and he meant to say 74?
Yeah.
Bum.
Man, you are real. You're 14.
Yeah, he's looking for his future.
Dude, let
Somewhere
it go.
Somewhere more advanced. It doesn't
matter who's in that office. They're going to mess it up.
You're,
all right?
You're young enough to make your own future, son, at 14. So
yes,
go ahead
are.
And do it.
Yeah. You can keep blaming people, like probably the adults in your life, for doing, which is why you have that opinion. Or you can just, you know, like Jason said, make your own life.
Don't be as someone should.
No.
Be a doer.
Do it.
Okay?
Go get it, man. And right now you're 14. Go have fun.
Yeah.
I know it's hard because everything's closed.
In your own house or your backyard.
Yeah. Man, that really made me sad how mad this 14-year-old is. Supposed to have hope and vision to change.
They just listen to their parents.
Yeah, it's exactly it. Yeah. Your dad's mad right now. Listen to us tell you this.
Oh, yeah. Put down your smokes and your beer, son. And tell your dad to cut the lawn.
You can go fishing after. All right, that's it for another edition of
Instant Answer Question Time.
Are we out? We're going.
Oh, yeah.
Let's go.
Sure.
Let's get out of here. All right, it's almost 9 o'clock. We'll see you tomorrow.
It's going to be hot. It's going to be humid. So put on your like garbage bag clothes and eat a lot of salty food.
Yep.
Make sure. I think we had a good day. We had a lot of fun here. Ended the show with a nice heat warning and chirping a 14-year-old. I think our job here is done.
I think it is.
It's not the heat. It's the humidity.
We'll see you tomorrow, you bunch of sweaty psychos. Huh? Okay. Bye.
It's coming. It's coming.
June 1st, 8 a.m.
Shay. Yeah.